This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning, Travis.
Good morning there, Mr. Jeff. I'm starting to think I was alone again here today. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You got any plans for this weekend?
Oh, yeah, this weekend's going to be another busy weekend. Tomorrow morning we're doing the Out of the Darkness walk for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. That's a big one for Lynn. And in the evening, we're going to the Ellicott Creek Playhouse for the Niagara, what do they call it, the Niagara Theater Group. They're putting on a play called A Funny Thing on the Way to the Forum. And then on Sunday afternoon, I think it's 2 o'clock, somewhere around there, we're heading out to the Ghost Light Theater to see And Then There Were None, which is a Agatha Christie story, so it's a stage performance of that. For the walk on Saturday morning, there's going to be a whole group of us for Drew's group. Lynn's son's name was Andrew, so that's the name of our team. There'll be 4 of us for the evening play on Saturday, and then 6 of us for the one on Sunday, and we're still undecided on dinner. We don't want anything too expensive, too fancy, but nice enough, not Burger King after. So we have a little group chat going around, just kicking around ideas, trying to figure out where we're going to go to eat after. But other than that, not too much. I'm solely trying to think about where to install my new radio. And in fact, I've got the head unit suction cup to the windshield right now. I'm just kind of playing with that. I think I like the idea of having it up there, but maybe a little over to the right. And I'll have to maybe choose a different mount and mount it in a little different spot. And just slowly, methodically, you know, figuring this all out. How about you? What do you got lined up?
Well, Saturday morning, or tonight, Zoe has wrestling practice, and she was selling raffle tickets. They're in a fundraiser for the wrestling team to buy singlets and t-shirts and stuff. So we have to turn those in today, so we can't go out to dinner tonight because wrestling practice drop-off ticket is mandatory. Then Saturday, a friend of mine's family is hosting a surprise birthday party for him. And so at 3 o'clock, we're all going to be somewhere and yell out surprise when he walks in. And then I can only stay there for about 2 hours. And then we are hosting game night at our house. We're having some friends over, and who knows what games we're going to line up. Then Sunday, there might be something going on at the gun club. We might be trying to sight in some shotguns previous to a class we're going to have in October. But it's just going to be busy all around.
Yeah, it sounds like you'll be busy too, definitely. You know, you mentioned sighting in some shotguns. It kind of reminds me of back when I was in the rifle club, rifle team. We used to have this thing called a turkey shoot. And essentially, you can win a turkey, and you were shooting at a target, but you were shooting at the backside of the target. You guys ever do anything like that?
Sometimes. Sometimes we'll put like $10 down. Best target wins out of, say, 3 shots. Something like that we might do, but other than that, no turkeys.
Yeah, it wasn't all that long ago that we finished off our last turkey. When they were on special last year, we bought a couple. And it took us a while to finish off the last one. here it is. You know, we're not too far away. Of course, you don't get the really good deals until right before Thanksgiving. I know there's a lot of people, and I've gone through the exercises myself of trying the more expensive turkeys. But if you flavor them properly, season them properly, I like to inject, and even the, you know, the brine filled turkeys actually come out pretty good. I have no complaints, and my head's jumping into fall. That's not good. All right. Did anyone else make it in here with us this morning? Did Ross find his way to the microphone?
Yes, I did. I'm in here, KC2PT. Got too many cords in here now.
Yeah, that's the problem I'll have when I put the radio in, because I'll be corded, not wireless like I used to be, unless I change that. So what do you guys shake up for the weekend?
I'll probably do some furnace maintenance. It looks like next week's supposed to be good for temperature, but after that, just looks like it's cooling off. So, yeah, I'm going to clean out my ducts and pull filters and clean that. Maybe just save myself some headaches, change out the igniter, and get that all ready to go for the winter heating season. And then... on Sunday, it's a bring your friend to Darien Lake Day. If you have a season pass, you can get it for free. So we're going there for our day, and then her cousins and my sister-in-law and everybody are coming. We're going to get them in for free. So it's going to be a day at Darien Lake on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds like fun. And it's a good reminder on the furnace maintenance. Should probably flip the thermostat over to heat and see how it handles it. Making sure that no bees or anything set up shop inside our furnace vents. So Jeff, were you saying your daughter was selling sixlets?
Raffle ticket.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought I heard raffle, and somewhere in there I thought I heard sexlets, like the candies.
No, she's selling raffle tickets for her wrestling team so they can buy singlets, the uniform.
Oh, the singlets. That must have been the word I was hearing then. Okay. I guess I wasn't... Yeah, that term was not in my vocabulary. So that's what you call a wrestling uniform?
Yes, because it is a single piece of clothing. Between your listening impediment and my speech impediment, that's what we get.
No, I think that's all me. If you said leotard or a wrestling onesie, I'd have figured it out using my... you know, layman's brain kind of terms. I caught onto that, but yeah. Yeah, my brain went right to candy.
That's funny. I'm all about the candy too, but I've had to give it up. Pain in the butt, but.
Yeah, so Ross, is Evelyn back to 100%? Is she good to go out this weekend? Obviously, hopefully, if you're going to Darien Lake.
Yeah, she's good to go. I think her illness, I don't think, like I said, I think her sinuses were bothering her. I think that was just that. I don't think she was actually sick. It's just more her head. I get the same thing. I'm sure you do, too. But, yeah, she's good to go. The next day, she was ready to... She's already jumping around the day I had her. I was home with her. She's already jumping around and doing all kinds of things. So she felt better the next day.
Yeah, we were joking about it at work yesterday. The sad part about it is there's probably quite a bit of truth to it, is that, you know, we were thinking about how, you know, in the onset of COVID, they talked about people that were at a higher risk, especially with, you know, respiratory infections. And, well, you've known me long enough. You know, I've been a snot-nosed definitely kid my whole life. And seems whenever you get these, you know, seasonal changes, I get sick. And I wonder if that's going to put me into that category where I'm at the higher risk, or if I'm already in that category. I don't know if there's anything I can do that. Maybe I got to go eat more dead leaves and breathe in more dusty basements to build up, you know, a tolerance.
Well, I think, sadly, once you get allergies, I think you got it. I don't know. I guess you can build your immune up to it, but it takes a very, very long time to do that. I've been blessed with not having any allergies or anything. I just get the headaches. Cats, dogs, fleas, pollen, doesn't bother me. So I was very lucky. Unfortunately, my wife and my daughter, she has a little bit of it. Certain things bother her. But like I said, I've been blessed for not having any allergies with my head.
Well, you definitely are lucky. All right, I got 641. I think I'm going to call it here and say 73 to you guys, and we'll see you on the inside. This is K2PCB.
All right, see you next. K2PCB.